You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Sean Spellacy, the founder and CEO of New Dawn Security. Sean has over 10 years' experience as a school teacher and principal, with 15 years as an executive protection specialist and certified protection professional. He's been married to his wife, Terry, for 11 years and has a 9-year-old son named Mason, and currently serves his community in the most challenging role in his career, Little League coach and Little League board member. You got to hand it to Sean. Sean, thanks for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me, what does New Dawn Security actually do?
Absolutely. Well, we have a real easy business description. We make schools safer. How we do it, a little more in-depth, obviously, and complicated, but why we do it is pretty obvious. Kids and school officials today are not facing the same day-to-day challenges they did when we were in school.
And that certainly is true. So let me ask you this question. Why did you retire from education and start this company? Was there any particular reason or incident?
Yeah, that's a great question. The normal security safety challenges I was facing as a school principal and the security experience I possess, through a couple of incidents, made it painfully obvious to me that the amount of time that not only I but all school leaders should be spending making sure staff and students are safer was easily 6 to 8 hours a day. But with the job description of school administrators, we were lucky to get 20 to 30 minutes. All of education, regardless public, private, faces some of these same challenges, and the level of time necessary required for a safe school standard is almost impossible to surmount. What we do, and why I started this, because I knew I had the experience myself and the team around me, was to break down these obstacles, fill in the missing gaps so that educators can do what they are paid to do, educate kids, and not worry so much about the safety and security challenges that are in reality outside of their area of expertise.
Makes a lot of sense. So have schools been receptive to using your services?
You know, all school leaders want to keep their staff and students safe, period. What we have found, unfortunately, in some schools is that the leaders struggle with recognizing the multitude of benefits that come with security and safety enhancements. They are so overwhelmed with incidents that are outside their expertise that some choose to ignore or even avoid the red flags. From there, what is bound to happen is things will get worse if they don't do something new. That's why we have issues like Penn State or the 103 school shootings since Columbine, which, unfortunately, by the way, every single one of them was preventable. And even our bullying rates that are spiraling out of control. It's not that they are bad people or poor administrators. It's just that security consultants can make their lives easier and in turn safer.
Today we're joined by Sean Spellacy, the founder and CEO of New Dawn Security, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sean, what type of schools are using your services?
All types, public and private, pre-K through 12, small and large colleges. The type of school leaders who invite us in for the free assessments, safety inspections, are always the type of school leaders who are visionary and think outside the box.
I would be curious, how are you finding your clients? Or is it word of mouth, or is there a particular method that you're using to get the word out?
It's starting to be more word of mouth, which is always so very good for us. But a lot of it, the first wave really is hit through presenting at conferences. I speak on topics that help educate, you know, bullying or preparing for a safer, transportation route. You know, name it, you name it. We do about 27 different topics that we speak on. I meet some of these school leaders there. They talk about, you know, their challenges, and we can immediately solve them. So they're apt to invite us out. And then, you know, like I said a little bit, was that we it doesn't cost them anything. We go out and prove to them that we can be of value, show them where there's challenges and what we do to fix them. If they use us, great. If they don't use us, that's okay too. Our name gets out there.
If a grandparent or parent was listening in to this show, what could they do to make sure your company and its services were in their loved one's school?
Oh, good. An easy answer. Go to your child or grandchild's school leaders. That's the first thing. Ask them. Ask them if they can see the value and benefits of utilizing school safety experts. If they say yes, provide them our contact information, and we'll provide them the risk and threat assessment, crisis response analysis, and the safety inspection, all at our cost. We will not only prove we can help without them spending a dime, but we will also show where our services can potentially save them thousands of dollars, guaranteed. If they say no, they don't see the value of our services, ask them where you can pick up transfer papers. And if they tell you they can't add one more thing to the budget, then tell them what I tell them. They can't afford not to use our affordable service if they want to enhance safety and security.
Well, well said. Now, speaking of contact information, tell our listeners where they can not only get more information, but to be in contact with you either on or offline.
Sure. Thank you. Our website is newdawnsecurity.com, www.newdawnsecurity.com. Our toll-free number, 888-342-1997.
And in conclusion, always customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the everyday entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like you did or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
I would tell them to get as much outside opinions on your business as possible before you spend dime one. Your friends and family sometimes will tell you things that they think you want to hear because they're your friends and family. But get as many outside opinions as possible. Make sure you're talking to people outside that don't know you, that don't have a personal stake, and ask them their opinions on what you're doing and specific angles. That helped us tremendously form the product and service that we have today.
Good advice, Sean. He is Sean Spellacy, the founder and CEO of New Dawn Security. Sean has over 10 years experience as a school teacher and principal with 15 years as an executive protection specialist and certified protection professional. And the website, once again, go check it out. Make sure your kids are safe at school. NewDawnSecurity.com. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the time.
You betcha. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
People think that everything's digital, and I just met with a group, and they said, we're all digital. And I said, well, how do we get in touch with you? And they said, they didn't really just know. And I said, a business card would help you. And they said, no, we're all digital. And I said, your business card is actually even more important in the digital age because it's one of the simplest things you can give somebody, and they can take it with them, and they can find out how to reach you, whether it's got a QR code on it or whether it's just got your website. It's the way that people remember who you are. The other thing about business cards is, spend the extra money and don't have the ones that are free from Vistaprint. Put something on the back of the card that distinguishes you from your competition. Put an image, put a link, put something that you can use to promote your service and your company, because your business card is a wonderful way to continue to spread the word about your company, business, or service.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.